Alrighty. Hichlus Tumas Achlin, Perek Yud Gimel, the Dalet is Vav. The Perek Yud Gimel, the Rambam is Mavayim, Mayim that is removed Beratzen. In order for Mayim to be Machshir, anything to be Mekabel Tumah, the removal of that water from the Makir has to be done with the Ratzen and Habayim. As does the Chefzer that is also Machshir, but the Mayim that is Machshir, the Chefzer, also has to be Neka Beratzen. That's what the Rambam is Mavayim this Perek. Halacha Aleph, Hamamala Bekilon, someone who fills up water with a type of a crane, a pulley system, where there's a weight on one side and position to get in a way where you will lower one other end of the top beam where it picks up water from the stream. So Mayim Hanushonim Bekiloin, Harin Tlushim Beratzen Ashlisha Yomim. Any water that remains in the bucket up to 3 days is considered Talish Beratzen. Lach Ashlisha Yomim, Inun Tlushim Beratzen, Aleim Nisha Shomashke, Inu Machshe. There's leftover liquid inside the pulley system. After 3 days, it's not considered Neka Beratzen, and if it comes in contact with Peiris, it's not Machshe them to be a Makabel Tumah. Based Eitzim Shanaf Lalein Mashkin Beratzen, wood for fuel, for fire, that came in contact with Mashkin Beratzen. The Yodol named Gashamim Shalai Beratzen, Im Rabu, if the majority of liquid it came in contact with was rainwater, Harei Kulan Shalai Beratzen. Aber Heitzin Shiedol named Gashamim, if he took them outside for the rainwater to be absorbed in the logs of wood, Afal Pishu Rabu, even if there's more rainwater than water that was Neka Beratzen, Harei Kulan Beratzen. If his feet will be feet of his animals, one who brings different types of kalim during the b'shas hakadim, during the summer season, into the water to cool down. That was part of the manufacturing process. They would fashion the items, and then they would expand in the heat, and when putting them into a body of water, the cracks would seal. So Hamayim ho'oilun behem, tlushin beratzen. Now, Hamayim des ha'behem lishtoi, Hamayim ho'oilun befiyot, tlushin beratzen. Water that ascends with the mouth of the animals, tlushin beratzen. Uberagleho, inon tlushin beratzen. But the water that ascends with the legs are not. Elam ken choshav shiyidoichu ragleho. Unless the Baal behem's intent was that the feet should also be rinsed. During the time when the behemoth has a certain scratches on its feet where it needs to go and wash its feet, and during the threshing season, even if there was no specific machshava from the Baal, because the majority of people want their animals to have their feet moist and wet, because it gives them an extra koyach to thresh through the tvur. Rida cheru sheit of a cotton. If the person who was directing the animal was a person who doesn't have das, if there's a stream, the only way he's able to get to the other side is by walking through, he doesn't want to get wet. So bitlo hashniim is hori shoynim. Male, the first mime he wanted to tovel in, so that's talj beratzin. But the moment he goes into a body of water the second time, that water cancels out the original mime. But a mime shalav inam tloshim beratzin. Again, in dechay chaver l'shabre behemtoy. If a chaver wanted to do a prank, he threw him into the water, or his behemah bitlo hamime rishoyim. Avon dechay derech schoyik loy betali. Yerei hamime shalav tloshim beratzin. So again, if his chaver threw him or his animal with a malicious intent into a body of water, that is considered shloi l'ratzin. But if it was done as a prank, then it is considered beratzin. Tovel banor, olav yordu, olav gashamim. If someone went into a mikveh, then rainwater fell on him. Im rabu hakshamim. If the majority of water that is now covering him is rainwater, ribotl hamayim rishayin. Baharei kol hamayim sholov inon tlushim beratzin. And then, if that is the case, the original tevila water is not considered talj beratzen.
Okay.
Lach hazayin. Hashat ha-panei ha-mayim. One who is swimming in a body of water, ha-mayim ha-nitazin, eino talj beratzen.
Yeah, I have a minute.
Okay. Vayter hashat ha-panei ha-mayim. One who is swimming, ha-mayim ha-nitazin, eino talj beratzen. The water that spritzes from from his strokes are not considered talsh beratzin. V'amayim ha'oilu nelov tloshim beratzin. But when he ascends, the water on him is talsh beratzin. V'im neskav nahat is al chavedoi. If he wants to splash his chaved, afin he tosn tloshim beratzin. Ches. Ha'oise tzipoy b'mayim. It's a type of a rubber duck that they would play with. Or he pull a ball. Ha'mayim he tosn v'esher bo inon tloshim beratzin. Any water that is inside this water toy is not considered talsh beratzin. Tes hamoided es haboy leida omkoy. One who is trying to assess the depth of a boy. Mayim ha'ilon biyodei who bedavas shumadat boy tloshim beratzin. The water on his hands and on the kelim that he's using to measure the mikveh are considered talsh beratzin. Vim madad rachbei, if he wants to assess the width of the boy. Mayim ha'ilon biyodei bedavas shumadat boy ilon tloshim beratzin. If he stuck his hand into a boy to assess if there's water there, if he knows there is maim, question is how much? If he threw a stone into a boy to see if there's water, one who is beating a sheet of wool that he sheared off from a sheep, so he had it soaked in water, and then he takes it out. What spritzes off is not considered talsh beratzin. If however the sheep's skin, the hide, is still inside the water and he's banging it in the water, in on tlushim beratzin. Now, water that ascends with the body of the ship, ubeekel, which is a reservoir in the ship to contain drinking water, ubemashetes, and the oars, inon tloshim beratzin. Mayin ha'oilin, bemetzudeis, ubereshases, ubemichmares, different types of nets and traps that are used to catch fish, inon tloshim beratzin. Ve'im niyei, but if they were shaken in a way that showed intent, harei evo tloshim beratzin. Achein, mayim shal akasya, shal shachonis, fal hashifa shal avenim, water that is on a type of tablecloth or a sheet that would cover merchandise that would use for building materials to make sure that the contents that they are covering don't get wet. In baratzin v'imniyeh, but if you were then to remove that covering sheet in an intentful manner, hare'ilu baratzin. Yud beis hamayilach esasvinu l'yam hagadol letzarfo. So part of the process of making the ship was that they would have it sit in the water for a number of months. So hamayitzi masmin l'kshom letzarfo, one who positions a nail under a stream of water, under the rain, to fashion it after it was designed so that it can harden. He places an ember under the rain so that it becomes into charcoal. If they're taken outside just to be extinguished, not so that they should draw in the rain. One who lowers a chain, the pulley system, into a well so that he can fill up the contents of the well in his bucket. So he lowers a bucket or a basket so that an animal in there can jump on the basket, can pull it, put it up. One who is creation is a type of a bean or a vegetable. One who's smoothing it to remove the water. One who's wringing out his hair with his garment, with a piece of clothing that he has. Because his intent was that all the maim should leave the item that he's being involved with. If whoever the items that he is trying to shake off the water were removed with one shake, it wasn't a gradual, it didn't gradually leave the chefze, in that case it's not mokshe. Tezvav. One who was shaking a tree to shake down a piece of food or a tumah, a sheretz that is on it. If you shook the tree to shake off the moisture on it, if this mayim that is on the tree, when it was shaking, it moved to the pedis that were on that tree that was mechubed, it's not considered talsh beratzin. one who shook a tree to remove the water from it and it fell into another tree. Oy soicha v'nafla al chavrta v'tachtein zeroim v'yirakis mechubaris l'karka. V'nafla maimala peresa mechubaram l'karka shetachtein. Oy son amem shebezroim shebeyirakis inu tlushim beratzim. Because his intent wasn't that the water should fall on the zeroim. Lachi yidzayin. Shmarim shal truma shonasun aleihin maim. One has dregs from grapes that he put a measure of water on them to create wine. The first and second measures of water are forbidden to non-kohanim. If these shmarim were muktish to the kabayis, af hashlishi asir. Shekachim is beach. Let's say they were nasachim lo ilam asir. Shemaisa sheni havade rishon bo vad asir. Shem sheomrul inin isuran, kach omrul inin hechsheran. Kegoyin shenit medul meir lehen. Vaisa behim hasheisa rishon rishon. If they mashke fell on the shmarim, shloi b'das habaylam. A person or an animal was drinking them. Shim hayo adam hu shemaisa ramayim rishonim. If it's a person who's removing the original measure of water, afal pi shemelein naflo, kivan shehechshivan vehikpid alein machshirin. Oh, that's in terms of if it's let's say maisa sheni havada yishim avad asir. So the first measure of maim with shmarim would be machshir. If it was truma or hektish, even the third or fourth measure would also be machshir. Even if nafal meilein. Perek arba asir. Okay, the dinim of hechshir machalim in different situations. Lachal peres shiarad hadela fosechon. If there was a water dripping onto peres, ve'ervon kedei shis nagvo, and then he mixed the wet peres with dry peres, so the dry peres can dry off the wet peres. Lo yuchshiru, they're not mochshir. Beis hamay le peres of lagag mepnei akinima, one who brings his peres onto a roof, so that the sun would kill. There was a certain type of gnat or a certain type of worm inside the peres, and in exposure to the sun, it would die. V'yarat hatal aleihen, and in the process, do descend it on the peres. Lo yuchshiru, even though tal is one of the shiva mashkim. If his intent, however, is that the tal should specifically fall on the peres, if once the peres is already on the roof, we can see that there is a maise that they were doing specifically for the tal to descend on the peres. So that they can dry out and they can be stored away for a long time. We don't say, we don't consider it a you knew the malach was going to happen, not vas, you didn't want it to happen. We don't say that. The only reason why he put it up there is so that they should dry, not that bechlal they should get wet, even though they would have perforce become wet. Saivisak. Dal, mail chritav latochin, one who is transporting his kernels to the mill, the yordolim gshamim im samach hukshuru. Hoyu zeisav nusunim bagag, the yordolim gshamim im samach hukshuru. Achamarim shoy evrim banar, if donkey riders were passing through a river, and they were carrying sacks of grain, and those sacks of grain fell into the water. Vehelo im samchu chsidim. If they were happy, huchshu haperes. Vehem shalasakim erim plushim beratzin sharei samchu. Hey, sack shuhu mali zereinim, bags full of seeds. Nasani al gav hanor, oyal pi abed, oyal mailas amayda. Veshuavu, and it drew in the moisture. Huchshu they are muchshu. Vav chavishim they peres shenasana b'seicha mashkin. Because the kelim were in close proximity to each other, when it called osmosis. However, it happened, the peres in the other kli drew from the moisture in the other kli. Veilu mashkin omru b'mayim b'yayin o b'chaymet. Aval shar mashkin inum neshavim in acheres kedei shachshiru haperes shebitzino. Find a similar din in basa b'chal, not to put a kli that has fleshic salt next to a clear that has milchic salt for this reason. Fine. Zayin. Harei de paschama, one who is taking down loaves of bread that is hot from the inside of an oven, umasan al pi chava shal yayin, puts it over the opening of a barrel of wine. Im ha'isa pas chitin, if it's bread made from wheat, lo yuchshara, because it doesn't, it's not shoyev. And if he has a shasa oirim, he has a shasa oirim, if the contents of the barrel is tome, he has a paschitim tohira. Because again, it's not shoiv. If he has a shasa oirim, nit meis mepnei shasa oirim, mashkin tmeim. And my rabbi says basically one who is spritzing his house with water to settle the dust. V'nosen b'yichitim v'tonenu, he put his kernels there, and they got a bit moist. Im machmas amayim hukshru. V'tonenu machmas asala, if the kernels drew out the moisture from the ground, loy hukshru. Hamachabes es ksusoi ba'areva v'nosen b'yichitim v'tonenu, and he put kernels in there to assist with the laundry process, and they got moist, they got wet. Im machmas amayim hori hukshru, machmas areva loy hukshru. Tes, atayim paid his b'chayil k'dei sheiratvu. One who puts his peiris into sand so that they should remain fresh from the moisture in the sand, in the ground, hulshuru. Atayim betit hanogov, in very dry clay, im yesh bei mashke tifeach, hulshuru v'mlav, loy hulshuru. Amarabit is granoy, one who is watering his granary, his grain house. Im yecheshu shem hulshuru chita v'im tanu boi, v'afal pi yishu hulsa meach, nochmal, im yecheshu it's not shayach because it's a very dry area. The water is going to be drawn into the ground immediately in the garden. So he's not choshesh. Maybe his chitim are going to be mukshe. Even if he wants it to happen, tachlis is not going to happen. So what he's trying to say is that in such a situation, the zroim in the garden are not mukshe to be mekabel tum. Daf hamlaket asavim kishatal yered aleihem lachapes behin achitim. So that he can cover baskets of grain, loy hukshru. The moisture on those stalks, on those leaves, are not mukshe. If the that water were to then come in contact with the zroim, v'imneskavim lakach hukshru hachitim. The base of marabit is base of b'mayim tmeim, v'nosam boi shibolim, v'tonanu, it became wet, im yesh elayim mashke tefeach, haril tmeim, v'imlav, tohirim. Gimel. Hanoyra gudu shiorak shoyelim mashke, one who shakes a bundle of vegetables onto which liquid came in contact with, because his kavana is that all the moisture should be removed from the bundle of vegetables. And his machshava wasn't fulfilled. Yadalud. Amalo sakin milin peiris minanoid. When a son on Zel Gavze, he's stacking up bags of food from that are coming down the river. So the water that's metafta from the top bag to the bottom one is machsho the bottom bag. He wants to see if they are
fresh.
And one of the ways of doing it is if the exterior shell of the lentil flaps if you are blowing at it. That's how you know if it is fully ripe. So for hezio hochshuru behevel piv mipnishu mitoldas amayim. If it bites into an apple and falls down, because his machshava wasn't that the vegetable, the apple should fall on the floor. If he is
trying to get at the fruit or the vegetable that he doesn't want to suck the kernel, hari hamashke shalav shloy leratzen.
Good sign. Oshon shelikdon lo behema ve dichon. There's a certain Michael behema that he harvested for his animals and he cleaned it, he rinsed it. V'chaker choshev lein le'adam. And only after he prepared it for Michael Behemi, then decided for it to be Michael Adam. Because only food that is specifically the Michael Adam can be mukshu to be mekabel tumah. And because your initial maaser with the food was for Michael Behemi, you need another hechsher to be mukshu for Michael Adam. If it was still wet when he had his second machshave, harei elu machsharim with the mayim that are on it already. Fine. So till now, the Rambam is discussing mayim that came from karkois, came down from kashamim or other different moisture liquids that have to be tlushim beratzim. What happens if you have mayim in karkois?
Are these mime, are these liquids metame umachshir fruit to be makabel tuma? Zog the name mime shebekelim. If there is water in vessels mitame, these liquids can contract tuma. Bein l'rotzen, bein sheli l'rotzen. Umetame uichel mekelim, and they can further tuma to food or kelim. Bein shenofel l'rotzen, bein sheli l'rotzen. Av mime shebekarakois. Water that was not manually collected, it's in the ground, in a cavity in the ground, could go in be shikhan vermaidis megavoim, shoyim behim arboim saam, ein mitamin el baratzen. If ein mitamin el baratzen, they can only contract and give over tumah baratzen. How so? Okay, tzad maim shu bakaraka shoyim behim arboim saam, it's a cavity in the ground that doesn't have the shir of arboim saam, bein shahoyu shu'uvin, bein shahinun shu'uvim, whether the water that was collected naturally, from as rainwater or person manually poured water into the ground, into which it came in contact with Edvar Tommy, because it's Maim Shebekar Kois. It wasn't done with Adam Tommy. If a person who was Tommy drank from it, then the water is Tommy. The only difference between Maim Shebekar Kois and Maim Shebekelim is that Maim Shebekelim is mitame and mitame shalei l'ratzen. If it's Bekar Kois, it can only be mitame b'ratzen or contract tuma b'ratzen. Shosem hem atoy ach shenitmu b'karka. Oh, what happens if a person who is toy drank from the water from the Maim Shebekar Kois after that Maim became Tommy? Oi. If he rinses hands, Mitamsis is a streams of water that continue to flow even after the market of the water is no longer there. They contracted Tumah. Obviously, it was done by Dotson. The person who was Tommy, or a clear that was Tommy, came in contact with them. Then, even if the water didn't ascend beyond the borders of the bayir, harihin tohidim. As long as there is roiv, make shami. If you call them shebekar kois, again make gevoyim chayitz behem b'shas hakshamim, hakel b'cheskes tairo. Gimel. Pasko hakshamim, if the rain season stopped, the rain stopped, hakrivim le'ir le'derech, those bodies of water near a populated city or by highways to main, shem b'cheskes sheshos mehem tomi, v'shemilom mehem b'kelim to main. B'harachaykim, but pulls the water far away from inhabited locations to hoidim at shehal chori v'adam. Hilchu hakel v'cheskes tume shehichem v'sheyaris sheisim mamal mehem. Med var mamurim begever she'efshe lishis mimenu. Afo begever she'i efshe lishis mimenu elo bedoich ha'godel. And he's a v'cheskes taido. Even if they're close to a city, at jimsim ukeim parses ragli ha'adam, le parses ragli behim agasi nikeres bay. Until you can see, until there's enough of a raya, there's moichiach that a person actually came in contact with this mine. Matzah passes harakel behima dako. It is a toish efshar sheyar devashasas. Doubt. Cheskas tit ugmumiyos in cavities in the ground. Shebepischi chanuyos bereshus rabim b'shasak shomim shehin tohirim. The mega shomim amavatal the contents of that mine. So therefore, those potholes are tohi. Paskok shomim hanem kemish fiches, which are considered tami. Shebashavakim. If the majority is Mekshamim, all the Maim is Tomei, Ibnish, all the Maim is Tomei, even if there's a Chshash that perhaps someone drank from them. If the majority is Mei Gushamim, it's still Tomei. Geva Shanofel Asecha Yayin Yechol V'Dvash, there's a pothole into which wine, milk, or honey is fell into. Hechon Achar Harayv, Nofel Asecha Shoy, we go after the Rayv. If the majority is Mayim, we considered the din of Nochamo, we consider it tahir. Nofel a seichi shemen, afal pishik piu,
and it, even if it congealed and it's now no longer a chelik of the maim underneath it, and it's a mitami, mitami shalei beratzen. The fish e asher loy lotzi se de tzichtzuche shemen. Different get a size. Fine. Tzichtzuche. Tzichtzuach. Fine. Shemen ushan hamashkim chutz min amayim. Harei him bakarka kamayisha him bakelim din echot ho. So hemshach the previous halach. Fine. Only mayim do we say, if it's bakarkois, that it has the distinction between ratzen and shalei ratzen. Any other mashkim, even if it's bakarkois, it's always matami and mitami shalei ratzen. Even shloi doratzim. Vav. May tamsa shloi pasku. It's still, the market of this mayim still hasn't stopped. Afal pi she'in bahim arbaim so, hoyo vahim bakarka, v'rei hamayim nimshachim v'bayim lohem, einon makablum tuma. V'afal pi she'shasa mehem atomi v'milem mehem bekli tomi, nosan nasech hamayim temeim, harei heim tohirin v'chol dove. Zayin. Somebody is eating truma with hands that are tummy. Because otherwise, the devela is perforce tummy. The chiddush over here is saying it wasn't mukshar, but his hands are tummy. He puts his finger into his mouth to take out a stone. If he was mushing his hand around in his mouth, so his hand, which is tummy, is metame, his saliva, which is metame, the devela. Because he moved it. If he didn't mix his hand around in his mouth, they do not contract tumor from his hand. But if he starts to move his finger around, it's mashma that he wants more than just taking out the stone. If there was a coin that was in his mouth, he would do that to create saliva, to increase an appetite. He sticks his finger in to take it out. If he kept it there to create saliva, woman is eating truma that's not mukshar. She's busy cleaning out the tanur. And she gets a splinter. And she sucks her finger to take care of the wound. And the truma in his mouth becomes tummy. Because her intent is to remove, to be oiker the saliva in her mouth. So because it's an akira beratzin, even though we consider the saliva in the mouth to be considered maim shebekar kois, but if it's done beratzin, it's matam, and therefore the contents in her mouth will also become tummy.